Hello, girls. All take a place at the easels. Now, this lesson, as I mentioned last week, we're going to be concentrating on live model drawing. As you can see, we have two models waiting for us robed. You might recognise Josie Anne, as she's my maid, and the boy is Nigel. He just works in the kitchens mostly, but I'm sure one or two of you may have seen him about. Now, none of you are little girls anymore, you're all young ladies. This finishing school has worked hard to produce well-behaved young ladies who do not giggle and smirk. So when you see them naked, I want you to be mature. Please bear in mind that they might be a tad self-conscious regarding being naked, especially Nigel, as he's a young man who's about to be naked in a room with seven fully clothed ladies who are all a few years older than him. I'm very grateful he's agreed to act as a model for our class, and without him you wouldn't have a male subject. I'm interested in you all creating pieces of work that contrast the female curves of Josie Anne with the masculine lines of Nigel's body. Now then, Josie Anne and Nigel. Yes, if you could take your positions in the centre of the room. Josie Anne, take off your robe. Thank you. And you, Nigel. Nigel, we spoke about this. Look, if you don't do it, you'll be in trouble. There. That's not so bad, is it? The room is nice and warm, and the sun's coming in through the windows, and if the prospect of being naked in a room full of seven females, just close your eyes and listen to the birds singing. Right. Now, Nigel, if you could position yourself in the centre of the room. That's it. Now sit on that stool. Just move the stool to your left. No, my left, so you're more in the sun. And don't slouch. Lean back so we can all see your abdomen. Now open your thighs. Wider. A bit wider. There. Okay, Josie Anne. If you could get on the floor. Yes. Sit at his legs however you feel comfortable. Remember that you have to hold this position for quite a while. Okay, wrap one arm around the back of his leg so your hand is on his inner thigh. Just move your hand up a bit. Perfect. Okay, girls. I'm sure Miss Jennings has covered the subject of female and male anatomy in biology, so I'm sure it's no surprise to any of you what a penis looks like. And I'm sure you've all seen naked girls before. I see one or two of you are blushing. Lisa, Laura, if you're uncomfortable, you can move your easels back so you're both nearer to the window, so you're in the breeze. Just don't block the light. I can see why some of you are seeming uncomfortable. Nigel, your penis seems to be getting hard. Josie Anne, wipe that smirk off your face. Maybe you're not a young lady like the others, but rest assured, all of the girls are here for the live model drawing. You're required to be as still as a statue, as are you, Nigel. Please, could you stop your penis getting hard? Nigel, did you masturbate last night like I told you to? I told you what was happening today. I told you to empty your testicles of sperm because it would be inappropriate and inconvenient if you were to get an erection in front of all these young ladies. What do you mean you didn't know what I meant? Nigel, do you mean you've never masturbated before? How old are you? Do you never take hold of your penis and massage until you ejaculate your sperm? Most boys your age would know how to do that by now, I'm sure. But you have wet dreams, don't you? I think you must, because I can see the pre-cum coming through the tip of your penis. Girls, put aside your easels. Seeing as the male subject has two testicles probably overflowing with sperm, it's probably impossible for his penis to stop getting hard. And I would suspect and hope that young, well-brought up ladies like you have never seen an erect penis before. Yes, I see you're all blushing now. And one or two of you look very flustered. I suppose it would be appropriate for you to familiarise yourselves with the particulars of male anatomy, given that he's just a kitchen boy. And Nigel, you need an education yourself, it seems. Okay, Nigel. Seeing as you have a semi-erection and seem to be drooling pre-cum quite a lot now, just allow yourself to get hard. That's it. Harder. Get harder. Can you feel yourself pumping pre-cum? Feels good, doesn't it? Don't be embarrassed. It's perfectly natural. Pump your pre-cum, Nigel. That's it. Pump out as much pre-cum as you can. Pump your pre-cum. That's it. Just let yourself drip. Now, girls, pre-cum is a male's natural lubricant to facilitate penile penetration of the vagina during sexual union between a man and a woman. As you're all well-brought up ladies, any such union you indulge in will no doubt be ordained by the blessed sacrament of marriage. Now you may or may not find yourselves getting wet in your vaginas by now. Don't be embarrassed or alarmed. It's the female body's natural response upon seeing an erect penis, particularly when it's dripping as much as this one. My, you do seem to be dripping a lot, don't you? Josiane, he seems to be making a puddle on the floor. Do you mind positioning yourself under his penis so he can drip into your mouth? There's a good girl. Now, girls, the pre-cum that a boy emits when he is sexually aroused is perfectly harmless to consume orally, and indeed has been scientifically proven to protect a lady from all manner of ailments, including hysteria, consumption, feeble-mindedness, and also the vapours. Pump your pre-cum. Pump your pre-cum. There's a good boy. Pump it all out for us. Now, Nigel, I'm just going to feel your testicles. Oh, they're very heavy indeed. Now, girls, get up from your seats and come over here. I want you all to take turns feeling them. Okay, Lisa, put them in your hands and hold them, but very gently. Boys are very sensitive in their testicles. Can you feel how swollen they are? Notice how his penis gets more erect at your touch. Okay, Laura, your turn now. Very gently squeeze one of them. Notice how he pumped more pre-cum as you squeezed. Would you like to try tasting some of his pre-cum, Laura? Okay, Nigel. Drip into her mouth. God, you make a lot of pre-cum. Drip into her mouth. That's it. Drip into her mouth. That's a good boy. Would you like to try some of his pre-cum, Laura? Okay, just stick your tongue under the head of his penis. Nigel, drip into her mouth. Okay, Hayley, would you like a turn? Now, very tenderly, you can feel the tube that leads up from his testicles. At the moment of ejaculation, sperm travels along these tubes and shoots out of his penis. The more sexually excited a boy is, the more sperm he ejaculates, and also the further he ejaculates. Would you like to try some pre-cum, Hayley? Okay, Nigel, drip it into her mouth. Oh, he likes you, Hayley. See how he's dripping even more now? I've never seen a boy get so wet. Perhaps the biology teacher should have a look at you, Nigel. For science. Now, girls, he's very close to squirting now, so I'd like you all to stand back so you can all witness an ejaculation for the first time. Okay, Nigel. You've never ejaculated before, so you're in for a surprise. Most boys find it very pleasurable, and I don't want you to be alarmed or ashamed. It's perfectly natural. I'm going to take your testicles and palpate them until you feel a very pleasant sensation. When that happens, your penis will pulsate even harder, you'll drip even more pre-cum, and then you'll squirt semen out of your penis. Josiane, if you could keep letting him drip into your mouth, and when he's ejaculated his sperm, lick it up for me, there's a good girl. Yes, your testicles are very swollen now. Oh, hello, Miss Daniels. You want your kitchen boy back? Well, I'm just using him to demonstrate a typical male ejaculation to the young ladies here. Yes, he's dripping a lot, isn't he? Yes, Miss Daniels, you're welcome to watch. You know he's never had an ejaculation before. I bet you're right. I bet you'll squirt a lot of semen indeed. Okay, Nigel. I want you to ejaculate. I need you to show all these girls what a big boy you are. I want you to pump and pump and pump. I can feel your testicles pulsating and they need to empty and squirt as much sperm as they can. Keep pumping your pre-cum. You like dripping into Josiane's mouth. You're dripping so much. Okay, girls. You can see how he's gasping. I'm going to continue massaging his testicles. And with my other hand, I'm going to grip his penis near the base, between my thumb and forefinger, gently but firmly, and aim the penis where I want it to ejaculate. I want you all to see. Okay, I can feel it. Squirt, Nigel. Right over there so all the girls can see. Okay, girls, bear in mind this is his first ejaculation. On your wedding nights, your husbands will have been ejaculating for years, so don't expect them to be able to squirt as much as this. There we go. That's a good boy, Nigel. Okay, that was 3, 4, 5. Oh, you squirted on Maria. 7, 8, 9. Oh my, 11. Oh, I've lost count. Oh, your testicles must have been bursting. I can't believe the mess. He's still coming. Josie, open your mouth. I'm going to aim his penis into your mouth because it's going everywhere. Squirt into her mouth. Squirt it all out. There we go. That's a good boy, Nigel. All done? Wow. Okay, girls. Now, as I said, most boys will not be able to ejaculate quite like that. Isn't that right, Miss Daniels? I'm just going to milk out the last few drops into Josie's mouth. There we go. Josie, if you could suck out the last few drops and then lick up that huge mess he's made. Oh, look. He's getting hard again. Miss Daniels, would it be okay if I borrow your kitchen boy for just a little while longer? Now that these girls have seen an ejaculation for the very first time, perhaps I should instruct them on the art of a good hand job.